Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting second. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Bauer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Herbert. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ray Herbert. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The second baseman, Casey Wise. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lou Berberet. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yost. The throw from Chiti and he is safe. Yost steals third. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Colavito. Seaborn reaches second base with a double. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaborn moves to third. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Fernandez. Seaborn scores. Tuttle moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cheat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wise scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaburn for the out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 0 in the game. Bauer strikes out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Casey Wise is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wise is 0 for 1 in the game. Wise hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Tuttle strikes out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Herbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamlin hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0 for 1 in the game. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 2 in the game. Lump hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Seaburn hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lump moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bunning bunts towards first. Seaburn scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Fernandez moves to third. Two outs. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Casey Wise. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Bowling now playing second base. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 2 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline is hit by the pitch. Johnny Groth pinch runs for Al Kaline. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Groth moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Groth moves to third. Colavito moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Groth tags and scores. Colavito tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Colavito tags and scores. Two outs. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Maxwell moves to second. Sandy Amaras pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Sandy Amaras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaras hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Groth now playing center field. Tom Morgan now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-3 in the game. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder moves to second. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Lump moves to second. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Snyder tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Athletics. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling bunts towards the mound. Herbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti bunts towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. One out. Ray Herbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Herbert takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-4 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berberet settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Snyder takes first base on ball 4. Tuttle moves to third. Herbert moves to second. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Lump is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bauer. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Maxwell moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. It's Athletics, 3, Tigers, 3. Don Larson now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a pop-up towards third. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cash. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Lump applying the tag. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornberry strikes out. One out. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-0 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-1 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Bauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0-for-3 in the game. Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-5 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Snyder is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fernandez takes first base on ball 4. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre bunts towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Lump covering, for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Yost strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob serve pinch hits for Marv Thronberry. Bob serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Bob serve. Hank Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bauer bunts towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-5 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Whitey Herzog now playing first base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Herzog scoops it up and throws to first, with Larson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Chee-Tee strikes out. One out. Don Larson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larson is 0-for-1 in the game. Larson strikes out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-6 in the game. Hamlin hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Cash hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Cash moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Fernandez bunts towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. Cash moves to third. Berberet moves to second. One out. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Hank Aguirre. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin fields it and throws to home. Chee-Tee drops the ball. Cash scores. Berberet moves to third. Bilko moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Kansas City Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.